This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Thursday, the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, buddy?
Spike, Jackie Baseball, second round, here we come, baby.
They should have celebrated last night.
I'm sorry. Holla at your boy.
Right, yeah. Imagine they celebrated last night. It was setting up perfectly.
They could have.
I know.
Just if the Phillies would just listen to me.
If they would just grow up and stop getting, according to Spike Eskin, blackout drunk.
Well, that is not. Well, that was out of context.
We ought to just be happy they didn't celebrate last night.
Again?
Yes.
Yeah, again.
Hold on. They have an off day today. I'm sure they popped a few last night when the Brewers lost.
At least we didn't have to watch it.
Yeah. The shirt stayed on probably last night.
We got Clarkie in there with goggles. There's no goggle watch.
Big show as always. And, you know, we have a bone to pick with another show here. As I said, I said at the top of the show, WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, because we are teammates here and we have maybe somebody else on the air at WIP is not quite the same kind of team. Mate, so
we're gonna have to
get to that. But other than that, a big show. Nick Kostos joins us right around 2:40. Usually joins us on Friday to give us his picks, but Thursday this week, because we have a very special guest tomorrow at 2:30, which we will reveal. Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us at 3, as does Mike Lombardi at 4. I hope Mike doesn't yell at me this time like he did last time. But we start with our Phillies, who locked up a bye last night, which, as Bryce Harper said, is important. Larry Anderson said it as well. They have a bunch of guys over 30 years old dealing with little nagging injuries, and I know everyone is a little nervous about the bye because of how teams with the bye have performed over the last several years, but I think we all agree it's good, right? I mean, then having the week off, we
want them to week. Not nervous at all.
So I was thinking about the Phillies after they locked up the bye, and I've been thinking about this for the last several weeks as we've started to look at different potential playoff opponents for the Phillies, and the National League has gotten really good. And in the middle of May, you know, they were so much better than everyone else. And the Phillies have been so close the last couple of years. I think we as a show thought they got to win the World Series this year. Like, this is a World Series or bust year for the Philadelphia Phillies. And my view on that over the last few months has changed. I think they can win the World Series. I think they're one of the teams that you should consider a real contender to win the World Series. But to me, this postseason and this series and this season is no longer, quote unquote, World Series or bust for the Philadelphia Phillies. And here's how I came to that. You know, when they got off to the start they did, one of the things we talked about often was the rest of the National League, there's just no good teams in the rest of the National League. And since the All-Star break, maybe even a little before that, that has changed in a really significant way. The Padres, I think, have the best record in baseball since the All-Star break. The Mets are right behind them with, I think, the second best record in baseball since the All-Star break. When, you know, the first few months of the season, the Brewers weren't even a real team, and they are a significant, you know, competitor in the National League. The Dodgers are you know, have flaws, especially in starting pitching, like everyone does, but are a super team offensively. The Diamondbacks we lost to last year, and I think we all have this little bit of fear. And even if the Braves happen to get in, I know nobody is relaxing about that. What is important to me about the Philadelphia Phillies is that we have a real baseball franchise in town in, you know, now and in the future. I don't want this thing where we have a run for 3 or 4 years and then we have a decade of insignificance. So while I think this offseason is important the Phillies for me this year are no longer a World Series or bust sort of situation.
You've already fast forward to the offseason.
No.
Well, sure you have. If you don't care if they win the World Series,
it's not that. It's not that I don't care.
Sounds like it.
It's that a successful offseason. Look, if they win the World Series, obviously a successful offseason. But to me, I just don't want. I don't want this offseason to be embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
I want them to put their best foot forward. But for me to say that they are in World Series, like the Boston Celtics this year, that was a championship or bust season for them. If they didn't win the championship, you think about breaking the team up, blah, 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 blah. This is, it just, they
First of all, nobody was breaking that team up.
Well, they could have traded one of the two Jays.
And it'd have been stupid.
Well, they would be stupid.
They
were a team that had to win a championship last year. I don't think the Phillies have to win a championship this year. It's not a World Series or bust team. Because they're not, because they have the resources to compete every year.
Why not this year, though? Why not this year when there is no clear-cut dominant team?
Because they're one of the teams that is not a clear-cut dominant team.
My point is that why wait until another team does add Juan Soto or add this player and that player and their team is stacked and now your team is a year older, not as good, have to get through a whole nother season hoping no one gets injured and you're healthy at the end of the year. No, they're in prime position right now. Everyone is healthy. They're going to have a bye week. I don't know if they're going to have a better opportunity over the next couple of years to win a World Series than this year. The time to win the World Series is when there is no clear-cut favorite. That's not the time to punt on winning a championship. That's the time when you say to your team, go win it. Now, if the deck is stacked against you as an organization or as a team, and, okay, you're sort of limping into the playoffs, okay, I guess I could try to trick myself into saying, you know what, this would be considered a good season if they did this. Because really, I don't expect them to beat that team because they're just too good. There is no other team like that in baseball. And quite frankly, depending on how this weekend goes, the Phillies can have the best record in all of baseball. And I shouldn't expect them to go win the World Series? What are we doing?
They can win the World Series.
No, I'm talking about expecting. I'm not talking. You came and you just said you don't. Listen, you didn't use the words you don't care if they win the World Series, but by saying it's okay if they don't and I won't be upset, that's in other words saying you don't care if they win the World Series this year. And it is a World Series or bust postseason for this team. Are you kidding me? Were you kidding me? I think I waited to go through this year, this entire year to get to this point right now to say, you know what? It doesn't matter if they win the World Series or
you're
not.
You're putting words in my mouth. It's not what I said.
That's what you're saying. That's what I guarantee you that's what everybody's hearing. I guarantee you that's what they hear.
It's not that I don't think they can win the World Series. It's not that I don't think it's important. But I don't think, you know, this thing
you're saying. You're okay if
no.
they don't win it.
Nobody's okay
with that. Fritz, please tell me you're not drinking this.
Not drinking it.
Okay.
You're lying. Goodness. You're going to be making excuses for them out the wazoo if they don't win the World Series, and you know that's
true.
I'll
defend them, but I'll also be disappointed.
Yes.
I will be disappointed, too.
And upset.
But hold on. This is the difference between this year and other years is that there's not, again, like Ike said, a dominant team in the National League. How many years are you
And they're
get...
one of the non-dominant teams in the National
dude,
League.
Zach Wheeler's 34. Aaron Nola's 31. These guys are in their... We only have so many shots at this thing. They didn't give up the farm at the trade deadline. Like, at some point, it has to be go time. And this is the time for it to be go time.
Let's go!
The Braves have been good for 30 years. The Astros are good every year. If you want to be one of those organizations, then you have to look at baseball and say, you know what? It's not even really set up for World Series or bust teams. Look at the Dodgers.
You know what they did, though,
they
spent in Atlanta Houston?
What?
They won the World Series.
Sure, one of the times. You win the World Series.
Well, when are we going to get our time?
One of the times. And this could be the year. But it is not. I just think that the reason that you guys are saying that this is the year to do it because there's no dominant team is exactly the reason why it's not World Series or bust. At one point, we looked like the dominant team in the National League in April and May and maybe even even part
of
June.
That's like being 4-0 in September.
Yes.
And saying, oh, well, you look like the – well, okay, but if you're not playing that way in November and December, who cares what you did in September?
Exactly. And this team has been 500 since the All-Star break. They are a good team, but they are flawed just like every other team in the National League. And I think it's important as an organization that eventually with this they win a World Series. But to say that this year is World Series or bust, I just don't I don't think it makes sense looking at the rest of the league. Because do they have the best record in baseball? Yes.
They might by the end of the season.
But within three games are 10 other teams. Mm-hmm. So the difference between your best record in baseball, it's not like they're the 17-0 Patriots or something. Mm-hmm. You know, or 16-0 Patriots. They haven't put a significant difference between themselves and the rest of the National League. I don't think it's World Series or bust.
Oh, it should be. It is for me.
Well, your boy Dave Dombrowski didn't treat the trade deadline like World Series or bust.
I'm not selling away the future. I was okay with Dave Dombrowski and what he did. This team is good enough. It's good enough. Good enough.
215-592-9494. Is this season World Series or bust for the Philadelphia Phillies? And you put words in my mouth, but you're like,
well, no,
you
no,
learned
no, no,
too
no,
much.
No. What you're doing is trying to dance around what you really are saying, and I'm just getting straight to the point. As a consumer of your information, I'm saying to myself, this is what I hear. This dude's talking about he don't care if they win the World Series this year.
That's not what I'm saying. I'll be as frustrated as anybody, but I know I can take a step back and take the emotion out of it.
Today?
Yes.
What?
And look at it.
Who does that before the postseason starts?
And look at it as a reasonable human being and say,
you would not do that with the Eagles. You would not do that with the Sixers. You would not do that with the Eagles.
I'm the one who said this isn't a Super Bowl year for the Eagles.
No, I'm talking about if they're sitting at the doorstep of going into the postseason with the best record in the league, you're not going to say it doesn't matter if they don't win. Context matters. If the Sixers are going into the postseason with the number one seed and the best record in the league, you can't sit here and say it doesn't matter if they win when they haven't won since 1983.
You keep changing what I'm saying. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying that it isn't necessary.
You told me last year the Sixers was the year.
Well, that was different. I was trying to sell T-shirts. I'm just kidding. And vodka bottles. We had a lot riding on that. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Ike here.
All right, fellas. Can you feel it? Football season has arrived, and my friends over at Elite Acura are kicking it off right with their greatest offers of the year during the Elite Kickoff to Savings at Elite Acura. Now, they're rolling past the end zone with unbelievable savings on their all-pro lineup of over 200 new Acuras. And right now, for our special WIP listeners, they're offering some fantastic fall offers, like a new 2024 Acura ZDX. Lease yours for $319 a month. That's right, lease.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a new Acura ZDX for just $319 a month. Plus, they're throwing in a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer to sweeten the deal for you. Or you can check out the new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. You can lease that bad boy for $429 a month. Make sure you head over today. Check them out, Route 73 North in Maple Shade, during the Elite Kickoff to Savings, and tell them Mike sent you. Or shop their inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Give them a call, 567-908-0528, for offer details.
Is this postseason World Series or bust for the Phillies? 215-592-9494. Kicking us off, the Ricky Henderson of the WIP Afternoon Show. Corey from Columbus, you're on WIP. What up, Corey?
Hey, Hey, the unfortunate thing of always going first with my call is that I listen to the whole show, and I be having stuff I want to talk about. I'm going to go short because I'm going to ask for permission for stuff at the end. But Spike, I'm going to tell you, stop being scared. Mm-hmm. Put it out there. World Series on bus,
it's not fear.
Want to win.
Spike doesn't.
It's not true.
This is sports radio. I don't want no logic. I don't want nothing.
Damn right. We ain't got time for logic, C.
We got Bryce Harper. We got the Swarm Buff. Hey, Trey Turner. Listen, my man Jack just said, we're about to be 34 years old. We can't. Eventually, they might get injuries. These injuries could linger in the next season. No better opportunity than right now. You know that little TikTok thing where they're like, give me my money.
Yes.
Give me my championship. I want it. I want it. I need it. World Series a bust. And who we supposed to be afraid of? The Dodgers? Man, you better stop playing with me. Them choke artists? I didn't play no Dodgers.
Well, the Phillies choked last year, too.
Ooh. The Dodgers choked more.
Well, the Phillies also choked.
See, this is a progression. This is a progression with us, you know. World Series, you know, then we took a little step back. Now we going back. You know, we just did the progression. You know what I'm saying? That's all. But this World Series of buzz, baby, we won our championship.
And Corey, I'll say this as well. And certainly not every day, but I would, given that we have framed you as leadoff hitter and you do a great job of it, occasionally, if there is a moment later in the show and it's a completely different topic, I would consider a second Corey call in one day. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
I would consider it. If you have one thing from yesterday you want to get off your chest, you can do it now.
This is two quick things. And
okay.
I'm not even going to address my man Aaron from out there. I'll say that for another day. But one thing, Nick Costos, I love you. I'll be listening to you. Don't tell me to bet no Giants points today and I miss out and lose my money, all right? You better come with some conviction today. And second thing, big game on Saturday, brother. I'll holler at y'all.
Oh, man. Go ahead. How many points you giving me?
Oh, shoot.
How many points you giving me?
I thought he was hanging out there.
Yeah.
Ohio State? Is it Michigan State? Ohio State.
Yeah, unless you're giving me points, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, Michigan State's bad now, right? I don't know. I don't follow college football.
Why you have to assume they're bad?
Yeah, the way you're talking about it.
You know,
this guy was just asking for points in a heated rivalry game. That does not scream confidence.
No. Yeah. Michigan State's motto this year is a bowl or bust. Maybe. I mean,
he might ask you
four wins or bust.
Yeah,
four wins or bust.
You guys got to play on the chocolate
Six
milk bowl.
Six wins or bust.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
The Yoo-Hoo Bowl on December 19th or something.
Personal shots, man.
That's
I don't know
personal.
Why. Man,
is this
how Syracuse doing this year?
Well, I don't even care. I have no college pride.
You want to ask about the Huskies?
No.
Our old football coach is going to the College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I think.
Good. Yeah.
For what?
Being a great coach.
Is this postseason World Series or bust for the Phillies? I say it's not. It is. And a great opportunity, but World Series or bust is not. 215-592-9494. Jimmy in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys?
What up, Jimmy?
Disappointed, Spike. So, Spike,
yeah,
you guys put together a great show.
Thanks.
You, Ike, and Jackie Baby, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it okay if you don't come in first in your time slot? Like,
no.
Good point.
Let's get him again next week.
But you want to know why, Jimmy? Because we are significantly better than everyone else, and I expect that out of us.
Good comeback.
If you're giving them an out before...
And not just our time slot, just so we're clear. All the time slots. But anyway, continue.
Now I'm away.
Yes.
When I first heard you say that, right, I was thinking of, like, the doting father, right, of the kid that it's like, it's okay
Dope.
If you don't win. We don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't know if Wheeler's arm goes. We don't know if Bryce is. This is the time. But you get into sports to win championships. That's it. You can't have that mentality of it's okay if you don't get it. This year, because there might not be a next year.
But here's the thing, Jimmy, is that we have spent an entire you know, spring, summer, and now into the fall, with everybody telling me how weird a game baseball is, and you can't predict baseball, and funny things happen. Every time I bring up the Phillies choking Game 6 and Game 7 last year, Jack goes, ah, that's baseball, that's baseball, that's baseball. But then, when I say, hey, baseball's crazy, there's a lot of good teams in the National League, everybody pounds their chest and talks about, you know, how important it is. I mean, which one is it?
If you're talking about two different things, I think it's like things happen in baseball. If they play their hearts out and don't go their way, that's one thing.
But that's what I'm saying.
But to say that it's okay, there's going to be other years, that's not the way to go about it. Because that's not a guarantee other years. They're all healthy as they're going to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year.
Two things. I'm not guaranteeing that this team is good for the next 5 years. I'm saying that is what is important to me. What is important to me is that this team does give us an opportunity every single year. And the fact that we went through a decade.
But that's no guarantee that we're going to get the opportunity every year.
You're never going to guarantee.
But we're here now. That's why we got to take advantage of it.
I would love to take advantage of it. And I would love if the team at the trade deadline had treated this like a World Series or bust year. But they did not. They didn't. They traded for two okay relievers and
Hayes.
Yeah, Austin Hayes.
He's
but I'm
good.
Trying to think of the
right fielder.
No, the two guys play.
Platoon.
They trade for a platoon outfielder and two, you know, pretty good middle relievers. Even the Phillies are telling you this is not a World Series or bust year.
No, they aren't.
John Middleton can scream all he
wants. He wants his bleeping trophy.
Well, then maybe he should have spent more than $8 million in the offseason and made a more significant trade at the trade deadline. But they didn't. And now they are right there with all the other teams in the National League. It hurts. It sucks. To be clear, I am not a fun person. Yeah, well, that's also true. That it sucks that the rest of the league got better as this year went on. And
it doesn't suck.
Well, I think maybe the Phillies looked at it and maybe were a little overconfident at the trade deadline and did not expect these other teams to come up the way that they have, but they have. But these teams are good. They are all good teams in the National
League. We need to be playing our best baseball right now.
And we're not.
Well, it's getting better. It's getting better.
I mean, they pretty much are. They had two blips in the row, but they've been playing really good baseball.
It's
for
getting
about
better, and I'd rather have
3-7 in their last 10.
It's two bad road trips.
Yeah,
But hold on, two bad road trips against the Mets, playoff team, and against Milwaukee, playoff.
What about the Astros, who they beat, and the Royals, who made the playoffs,
and the Dodgers,
American League.
Okay, so it only counts if it's the American League teams versus the National League teams when they're desperate.
And this Braves team that we're supposedly better than. What we have one more win against them than they have against us this year.
They took 3 or 4 the last time they played them.
Okay. They're 500 since the All-Star break. You
know? This team has the ability to turn it on. It's why I believe they're going to win the World Series this year.
And you've been saying it.
Been
I'm going to hold
it for
you
months.
Responsible.
I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm going down with the ship. You know me. How many Titanics have I been on? A lot of them.
A lot of them, yes.
So, yes, I'm going down with the ship. I think this team has been waiting.
Even your first Eskin and Reese show.
Yeah, you're right. Touche. Touche. It's a good one, though. It's a good one. I jumped off of that one, though, at some point. Yes.
You did. And your lifeboat, you were paddling, you know? Yeah.
Dope.
I believe this team has been waiting to get to the postseason. Until I see something different, that's what I'm going to believe. I believe they came out the gates fast. They were focused, motivated. It's hard to have that sustained focus and level of play for 162 games. They hit some rough spots. The one thing I like about them, though, there was no finger pointing. There was no panicking. Even though it was chaos all around them, I was doing chaos, yelling, Topper, do something.
Yep. All of us.
We did it all year. But they shown that they've had the steady hand and the belief that this is the way to go about doing it, and they're going to end up, I believe they're going to wind up sweeping the Nationals this week and end up with the best record in baseball. There's a great chance they're going to end up with the number one seed and have home field advantage. Not that it's all important for me for them to have it. They got the bye week. I'm good with that. If they're the number two team, I still have the same belief we can go to wherever we need to go if necessary for a game 7 and beat whoever it is we need to beat as long long as I have either Wheeler, Nola, or Sanchez on the mound, and I got a lineup that's completely healthy. I'll take my chances against the rest of these teams. I really will. I feel more empowered and more emboldened when I look at when I look around the league and I see some of the flash names, the flash numbers, and I still look at the betting book and the Phillies are the favorites to win, or at least the second favorites
second
to win favorite. The World Series.
Second, third favorite to win the World Series, second favorite to win the National League.
Yeah, so I feel good about that. I feel good about that, and I don't have time to focus on offseason, next year, 2 years down the road. And I think these guys are locked in.
All right.
They're locked in, Spike.
Coming up next, no two guys in the entire world need picks from an expert more than the two guys I'm working with. So
player props only.
Nick Costos.
I went 3-1 last week,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, all right.
Did,
that's
yeah.
a good point. Nick, well, you make a lot of bets during the week.
I'm just saying on
yes,
our picks.
On our picks,
yes.
Okay.
So no Nick, one bets against the spread.
Nick Costos of You Better You Bet will join us coming up next. He will give us, he'll pick the Eagles game. We'll get his best picks, but I also need him to pick his Giants, because his Giants play tonight, right?
Ooh.
His Giants-Cowboys tonight. That game's tonight.
So I'm tempted. I need to hear something good.
All right, so
I'm tempted to bet the Giants tonight.
Oh, are you?
I'm tempted.
Mm.
I like to do the show blind.
That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.